Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Neese back on the show. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She is, she's been hanging out with us for many years. She's one of the top people in the world who's dedicated her life. She dedicated her life to helping women in business. I've seen her do this in multiple organizations. She's admired by people all around the world for the work she does, for her limitless energy and her abiding love for entrepreneurship, but especially women's entrepreneurship. She's the founder and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. Peace through business. Isn't that a great term? That's their motto. And I just love what they do over there. And as I've said before, she's one of my heroes. Terry Neese, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you. I'm in Dallas, Texas today.
I know. You got big doings going on down there, don't you?
We do have big doings going on here.
So talk to us about it.
We have really for the first time in Since the early beginnings of our program, Peace Through Business, 12 years ago, this is the 12th year, we have 29 women from Rwanda and Afghanistan here in Dallas, Texas. And they are, and in fact, when I hang up from you, I have 30 minutes to get up to our program start, and Dr. Tara Peters, one of the professors from Northwood University, will start working with the women on implementing their business plans. And you know, Jim, I saw the women arrived Monday night, and yesterday we were at the AT&T headquarters in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity to mentor with many of the AT&T executives. There's just going to be so many things that happen for them in the next 2 weeks. They will go back changed business owners, but I got a feeling very quickly when I met them when they arrived here in Dallas that this is a stellar group of 29 women from Rwanda and Afghanistan.
Folks, this is a dream and an idea that Terry had many years ago that she would take her support of women entrepreneurs show on the road around the world. And so she's gone to Rwanda and Afghanistan, and I'm a witness, folks. I've been there. I've witnessed this many times. I've been to four or five of her annual events, and I've seen it happen. And I've met the ladies, and I've seen the lights in their eyes. I've seen the smiles on their face. You can't wipe the smile off their face. And I've seen them, heard them talk about the success and how it turned their life around, and the difference, Terry, that you and your team have made in their lives. And so you help them in their country to get started. They go through a curriculum, they get educated, and they have their businesses. And then certain of them get to come over here and are mentored here in the United States, and then go through your final class that you were just talking about. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, we have 30 women in the classroom in both countries for a 10-week course. Also provided by Northwood University. And then the top 15 are selected to come to the United States. We have an independent selection committee that selects those top 15. And, Jim, the major trauma this year, there always is one, you know, we couldn't get any visas for the Afghans.
Again, another year like that. Last year you didn't have anybody come from Afghanistan.
Yeah, the only person we had was Manisha.
Right. You're
who is our leader
person.
And has been with us for 12 years. But They all went to get their visas in early May, and they were at the gate at the embassy. There was a bombing, an explosion,
wow.
And they had to shut down the embassy, so they could not go in and apply for their visas. So that set us back almost a month. And as of, I'll make a very long story short, as of Thursday of last week, we had Manisha and one of our former students who's becoming a leader for us, Parvavish. They were the only two people who had a visa as of Thursday morning
wow.
of last week. Today, we have 12 Afghan women,
wow.
new women in our program. Due
oh, that's
to,
so great.
Leadership in Afghanistan, and to the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador, the Afghan
right.
ambassador, weighing in for us and saying, look, if we want to educate our women,
right.
they have to have visas.
It's
they have to go
it's
through
a
this
new day in
program.
Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, and Terry Neese is at the heart of it. She's our friend. We're so proud of her. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.